Perfect.
And I think we hit like right at the hour this time, rather than doing the usual hour and 15 minutes, since I don't pay attention to time. Yep, we hit it right on. Is that Mukapaza? Oh, that's the new music video. Yeah. What is it? Something Taurus?
It's Boss Taurus.
Boss Taurus. I thought it was Bruno Taurus.
So Adam, every time you do that Stitcher thing, I feel like you're trying to try out for The Price is Right.
Dun dun dun.
Might be because I watched The Price is Right just a couple weeks ago. I think you can do it. Actually, the new guy that's doing it now is like
Drew Carey.
He sounds really like the old guy that did it with what's his face. I think that somebody should tweet Muzapaza so I know how
Mooka.
To spell it. Mooka, see? So that I can copy and paste it when I get home.
I did spell it on the episode, so if you listen on Friday.
Oh, that's true. Let's talk about today. I'm like, because I'm going out of town yet again this weekend. No, I have a thing about staying here. What do you want me to say? No, the weekend after that, I'll be here. Yes. Did you guys do anything this weekend?
There was a cookout, but it was really just my Dave, Em, and myself, and then on
Friday?
Saturday. And then Sunday...
Because Dave called me on Friday, I was wondering why.
And then Saturday, we tore apart Emily's garden.
I figured
I'd help out if it'll... Can you take off my headphones for a second?
The cheerleaders are all pretty cute, and they're all actors at Northwestern or Loyola.
An error occurred.
I know, I screwed up. Here you go. You have it? Okay.
It's a pretty adorable music video.
I like it.
I'm a fan.
If at all.
Is that not the music video?
No, that is the music video. We're just throwing it on the big screen
like,
so that Katie can play.
Eleanor plays the trombone. She's pretty cool.
One, two, one, two,
the guy in the tuba is the leader. They usually play a tour de fat over at Loring Park.
When? Is there
like a certain... Well, they're there last summer. I don't know if they're coming back this year or not.
So they do parades.
The cheerleaders are pretty cute, too. Thanks.
Oh,
violinist is from Minneapolis.
Cool.
I like that you know all these
little factoids.
Cool.
Wheels, how many times have you seen him live? Once or twice?
One, two.
Because I know you saw him at the Depot.
Four, five or six.
Five or six, wow.
Well, that's awesome.
You know when they're coming back? I mean, I assume with the new
not,
CD.
They're not on the calendar for a while.
I was optimistic with the new release that they had tried to promote it.
Yeah.
But would you guys be interested in either playing another round of Leonard Maltin game or build a title or movie bluff or anything like that?
I will. I'd rather not play the Leonard Maltin game. But
okay. Well, that leaves us two other options.
I know. I thought I'd throw it out there and let somebody else
follow through.
So, movie bluff or build a title?
Wheels, you haven't played either on here, so... Would you like to play the game that I explained at Meritage?
Did we play?
Is that kind of like Rule?
Huh?
Did we play?
No, it's I explained it to you. It's a Kevin Bacon game.
Oh, sure. Let's do that.
Okay, so we'll play Movie Bluff.
Cool.
And I had an idea about the trilogy thing.
Okay.
So instead of outright... We've had an instance where we keep falling back on Star Wars movies and we just jump through all of them. Yeah, you have to do the... There you go.
Yep. All six movies come up in one round and then
the next round they happen again and then again. It keeps coming up. So what we...
And people always go Mark Hamill and then someone's like, oh, Batman the Animated Series.
Because no one knows who's been
continued.
On that.
Yes.
So our rule is if a movie that exists within a trilogy comes up, you have to wait for three movies to bring up another part of the trilogy.
Oh.
What do you think? Because then there's space.
Okay.
You're really good at this.
Thanks.
You can get pretty far away in three movies.
I was pretty
movies.
Quiet this time.
Yeah.
There wasn't... Okay. I didn't feel like there was a lot I could jump in on.
Or at least... I would say
that's
a good buffering zone.
That's a word that I thought of when it
there
first
were no
came up.
No points awarded in that last game for correctness.
For accuracy, no.
No.
See, usually it's zero names that gets it, but he wasn't sure if it was going to be Tim Curry as the lead since he has the most screen time, or if they went alphabetically because there are so many big name people on at once.
Yes.
So, for this one, just to explain it again, just for fun, it's a lot like 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, but instead of bridging actors together and just sticking with that, it goes actor, movie. Well, hypothetically, if Adam were to say Big Trouble.
Mm-hmm. Which I wouldn't, but hypothetically, I would.
Hypothetically, if you're sending it to me and we're going for a softball, you'd say Big Trouble cast, so I'd have to name somebody from the Big Trouble cast. Like,
okay.
I could say Tim Allen. Mm-hmm. Now, I have the option to say movie or cast. So if I say movie, Katie has to think of a Tim Allen movie. But
or
if I say
TV show.
Or TV show.
Oh, that's right. I always forget about the TV show.
But if I say cast, then she has to name somebody else from the Big Trouble cast. So I would say movie so that Katie would get to name a Tim Allen feature of some sort.
Santa Claus.
And then you'd have to say, you know, movie or cast.
Movie, because I'm not going to be that mean.
So you'd have to think of a Tim Allen movie.
Or TV show.
Home Improvement.
And then you'd say movie or cast.
Cast.
So then...
Then it would be on me to come up with someone who is also in Home Improvement.
Yes.
And hypothetically, I would say Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
So,
boom,
and then it keeps going. If you can't think of something, or if you think the person before you is inaccurate, or if they can't name what they proposed, like if you had said Home Improvement cast, and you can't name anyone from the Home
mm-hmm.
Improvement cast, if he calls your shenanigans, and you can't name anything, you're out for this point.
Right. So it's elimination.
It's last person standing.
Okay.
So, and we always start out the first round as a softball to get everyone going.
All right.
So I will start with...
Is this open book?
This is not open book.
No, it's not open book.
It's not open book.
It's open mind.
Put away your phone.
I will say
to
Katie...
I've been watching him. He's only checking twin score or something.
Ah, okay. Mm.
To Katie, I'm going to put to you Mission Impossible, the movie...
Oh.
...cast.
Still sticking with Tom Cruise, huh?
To start, it's a good softball.
Tom Cruise movie to wheels.
Top Gun. Cast.
Val Kilmer movie.
Val Kilmer. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang movie.
Oh, thank God. Was he in recently? Come on.
Other than Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
Right. No, he was in something else that I kind of chuckled at. Val Kilmer.
I'm
like, why can't I think of another movie with him?
Val Kilmer.
Two.
I've got my old... fallback.
The fallback, yeah.
For Val Kilmer.
Because I was totally like, oh, look, Val Kilmer's old.
And kind of doughy.
Mm, yeah. But what the heck was it? Oh, my God. I think I'm going to be out in the first round.
Oh.
I think here I go.
It's all right. There's no shame. It's elimination.
Yeah, I know. Cripes.
Do you need a jawbreaker?
No.
They are good.
He wasn't in Batman, was he?
We don't verify things. You have to lock in your answer,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You gotta and they're
Batman the Dark Knight? Dark Knight.
And then you have to say movie or cast.
Cast.
So it's to wheels.
You're
so she was correct.
Your option would be to call her bluff or to name someone else who was on the cast of The Dark Knight. So if you believe that Val Kilmer was not in The Dark Knight, you could call her bluff. Or if you believe that Val Kilmer was in the cast of The
Dark
Knight...
This is turning into a choose-your-own-adventure story.
It is.
Turn to page 37.
I told you, I'm the narrator. So, yes. Then you would name someone who was on the cast of The Dark Knight.
The dead guy.
You have to do a little bit better than that.
The dead Australian guy.
Closer.
Okay. He has blonde hair.
Who
I'll give
in
you that.
10 Things I Hate About You. I'll doubt your Batman answer.
Which is accurate because Val Kilmer was not in The Dark Knight.
It's true.
Yeah, I kind of figured. But I was like, oh, he's going? Oh. No. Okay.
Maybe not.
So Katie's out for this round, or for this point.
Yep.
So
now it's...
By calling the... I always get confused on this, and I'm going to throw it to you to explain.
Yes. So because she said Val Kilmer was in The Dark Knight...
Does he have to name another Val Kilmer movie?
Oh, please.
As a result? Because I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yes, we've been consistent with that being the next movie.
Come up with the right answer.
Yes, correct.
So, Wheels, it's to you to name a Val Kilmer movie that is correct, or BS it enough that Adam doesn't know.
Or TV show.
Thank you. Producer Katie.
With a C.
Is that Molly?
Yes. She Skyped in for an episode.
Wow.
Kids at home, we're looking at the wall of portraits of past buffering episodes.
The fabled wall.
Let's see. I know his character. I just don't recall the name of the movie. So I will say... Love Her Madly.
And then would you do movie or cast? So does Adam have to name somebody from the cast?
Cast. Oh, boy. Okay. I haven't heard of this movie, so I'm going to call your bluff and say that Val Kilmer was not in a movie called Love Her Madly. Producer? Oh.
Oh, I'm sure there's a movie by that name, but
Val Kilmer.
What was the Doors movie called?
Val Kilmer was not in
It was It was a title of a song, I think, rather than.
You might be thinking of "Love You Madly" by Cake.
No, no, no. He's thinking of the Doors movie,
or the Doors movie.
I can't think of what it's called though.
It wasn't called The Doors.
No, but I know what you're
Jim
talking
Morrison.
About. Could producer Katie could you search for Val?
This Love Her Madly was a film.
Well,
men are dangerously obsessed with the same.
We're more concerned about what the Val Kilmer movie is.
With
that is the
as
Doors
Jim
movie.
Morrison.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, it's and listing off that other stuff's like, oh, that doesn't mean anything. While I search,
I can't see if that's in my face.
I'm searching simultaneously.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, bottom line. Val Kilmer was not in Love Her Madly.
Okay,
so,
well, I should stop looking at that list, which is good that I stopped. So, realistically...
It was just The Doors.
Oh, it is just
so
The
it
Doors.
Was The Doors.
So it falls to me...
To name a Val Kilmer movie.
To name a Val Kilmer movie. Which I can do.
Good.
Batman Forever. Movie.
The Saint.
Ooh.
And I will also go with movie.
I haven't seen the Batman movie. I haven't seen The Dark Knight. I didn't even see the Doors movie.
Oh, boy.
This is still picking you up.
I know, he's just making
for
stuff
fun.
Up over
yeah.
here.
Ever so slightly.
No, so, another Val Kilmer movie to you, Adam.
Yeah. And Big Trouble in Little China.
Ugh.
Movie.
Another Val Kilmer movie. God, he was in something recently, and I'm now trying to remember what it was. It was.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah. We already said Top Gun.
That's not recent.
I know. I'm just going through the list in my mind of what do I know Val Kilmer from? Because I keep switching over to Cary, what's his name? Because he played all the very similar parts. And he looks a lot like him, too. Why can't I think of this name? Oh, duh, Willow.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. I couldn't think of the name. I kept thinking maple. I couldn't think of the right tree for the damnedest thing.
Ash?
And
maybe
I
camphor.
I'm going to go with cast.
Okay. Morgan Freeman movie.
No.
That's, yeah. I haven't seen Willow ever, so.
Oh, it's actually pretty good.
You probably got me. Yeah.
And I can't think, I lucked out because I can't think of the guy's name, but it's the guy who was in The Usual Suspects who's bald.
Ah, I was going to try and get you with The Expendables next because I don't think he was in the first one, but he's going to be in the second one.
Who knows? But I got that first point.
Congratulations.
For fun.
Well done.
Can our producer look up what the recent movie Val Kilmer was in? Yes.
I saw that list and I was trying to think.
He played himself in The Love Guru and was recently on Saturday, well not recently, back in December he was on Saturday Night Live as a brilliant lunatic.
He was in Kill the Irishman, he was in MacGruber. He was in
Goat
Maybe
Island.
I saw him in MacGruber.
He was in the new version of Knight Rider as
just
Kit.
See, Adam.
Diego, numbers, number of other things. Yeah, so nothing really big really recently. But Katie, since you were out first, you start and it comes our way. My way, then Adam, then Wheels.
Oh, I start.
So think of an actor, actress, movie, TV show. And like I said, we usually softball the first.
Lion King cast.
Lion King cast. James Earl Jones movie.
The Sandlot movie.
So, Wheels, you need to name a James Earl Jones movie.
Good night, everybody.
Nothing?
Nope.
Okay, so he passes on that one, so... Are you out of here? Out of here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you gotta go.
I don't know enough about movies to play this.
We can try build a title. Well, do you know
that's
names
right.
of
that's
movies?
Right. That's right. I got an early one tomorrow morning.
Another school night.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can either pause.
No, keep going. Just keep going.
Well, no, but we have to see you out since you are our guest.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Why were there? Are there gifts for parting contestants?
Handshake?
Handshake.
Whoa.
You
don't have to get up.
I'll
keep
even
going.
Give you a handshake.
Keep going. Keep playing. We will. Don't worry. We'll pick it up.
He has crazy editing skills. He'll edit it all out.
See your friend.
Not officially.
On the show. Thanks. That was fun.
I also needed to make sure that there was a room for you to exit as well.
I was like, I'm going to follow.
Okay. Point.
No, denied again.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, where were we?
My name is Will. I had to really go anywhere.
Are you going to sub in and do Wheels, Katie?
I'm still playing. Right.
No, he devaulted on the James Earl Jones.
I think I had to answer a James Earl Jones movie.
Yeah, so it's up to you to name something that James Earl Jones has.
Yes, indeed.
Been in. Ooh.
Wheels has profoundly forfeited.
It was epic.
It was amazing.
It was awesome. And slightly awkward.
He has to drive the same distance as you.
No, he probably has another 500 feet than me.
Yeah.
But he probably does have to get up much earlier than me.
Probably.
Yeah.
Since I sleep in pretty good.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
I want to sleep in pretty good.
I wish I could.
That's why you work at a bead store and not at a bank.
True. Want to trade jobs?
Yes.
You do?
Anyway, different conversation.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones...
I was waiting for Wheels to leave, as per his
I
mic
heard
check.
That.
For his, pet peeve.
The inappropriately placed burp.
I did it away from the mic.
I heard it.
Well,
pass.
I heard it. Kids
pass.
At home,
I can't
did
think
you
of
hear
anything.
It?
You're out too?
What?
She's out
what?
Too.
For this round, but I'm not going to drive back to Minnetonka.
What?
She doesn't know any better. So I'm going to say,
look at he had all the time to think, and he still can't think of one.
No, I'm trying to pick which one because I'm going to go with The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh,
I knew it! I knew it was in Star Wars.
He's going to open up that can of worms. Okay.
And I will say cast, and that's the last time that Star Wars can be used for three movies or TV shows.
Yes, sir.
So you have to name somebody from the cast, and we have to go a different direction. Yes. Even though it's just us anyway.
Still name, but I can still say cast.
Yeah, you can. It's just that we can't bring it, the answer can't be another Star Wars movie.
Right.
Yet.
Harrison Ford cast.
I said Empire.
Sorry.
Oh. Scar.
I was like,
Carrie Fisher movie.
Oh. Okay. Austin Powers cast.
Oh, I can never think of Basil's name, even though he was the guy who was in Romeo and Juliet, directed by Zeffirelli.
Oh.
Because I'm trying to remember that, but that doesn't matter because I am going to go with Elizabeth Hurley cat. I didn't say the whole word. Elizabeth Hurley movie.
Oh, okay.
I almost said cat. Just to be safe.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes.
I have to name Elizabeth
Fuzzy.
Hurley
Horatio.
Movie. We've been down this road before.
With one of them, at least.
Yep. And that's the one I'm trying to think of. Because it's not Enchanted. It's not Bewitched. It's not Bedazzled. It's not Entranced.
It's not Entrapment.
It's not Entrapment.
It's not Inception.
It's not Inception. That's true.
Oh, man. What if she was that? That'd be horrible. Though I can't think of what she'd play. Like, maybe a crumbling building?
Could be.
Ooh, I have my second answer for this. Thank you.
Bedeviled. Be
6 Million Dollar Man.
Besmirched. Betwixt.
Bisquick.
That's totally the name of the movie that
she's
she was
a pancake.
In. what is it?
Any answer for you?
Crap.
I'll give you 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, and I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can picture the like,
cover?
Poster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can name who else is in it.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Anything?
I bet there are some Z's in the middle. That's all I got, though.
Bezzled.
Embezzled?
Embezzled, yes. Be jezzled.
Can we get a final answer for you?
Why can't I think of the damn word?
It's a springs. That's all that makes sense.
No worries.
Sorry.
Pass.
You actually naysayed it. It's bedazzled.
It is bedazzled.
Is it?
With Brendan Fraser.
I was going to go like bedeviled was what I was thinking it was, but I can just imagine her in that like red.
Yeah.
She is the devil. Yeah.
I should have.
So
it's all Brendan Fraser's fault. Stupid
two for
Brendan
me.
Fraser.
Now,
yes, two for you.
Katie, you were out first.
Again.
So this time it...
Well, really, I was out second. Because Wheels was out first.
Okay, Wheels, it's your turn.
Turn forfeit again.
Okay, there we go. So Katie, it goes to you.
Okay.
And it goes to Adam first. So, Katie, fire away. Movie, TV show, actor, actress, softball.
Oh, it has to be a softball?
You know when you play... Did you ever play Hacky Sack?
Yeah.
Where the goal is for everyone to hit at least once?
Yeah.
We go with that concept.
Well, if Katie was answering this, she would know.
I spent most of my days chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool.
Why is Will Smith coming out?
Outside of school and a couple of guys who were up to no good. Started making
you know who really enjoyed Will Smith?
One little fight. Me?
Wheels.
Yeah,
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this would have been his round starter because Katie's going to say The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air because I inceptioned her. Right?
Please, no.
No. Maybe.
Katie, what do you got?
The Great Gatsby.
It hasn't been released yet.
Unless she's going with the old one, which I can help with. I can play this game.
Is it going to Dan first?
No, it's going to you first.
Oh my gosh.
The original.
We actually played this in my kitchen a couple mornings ago.
Good
luck. And you know
who
got the answer? Craig. Craig walked up and I didn't think he'd know.
Craig. Though I will say this isn't very softballed.
I know, but I just couldn't get my mind off of it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart movie.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah. No, not that old. Sorry. Nah.
So I will say that it's Robert Redford.
Yes.
Instead, and I will say movie. Though we're traipsing into the old world now.
I know we are. I'm like, and I know what movie. Oh, The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Oh, God. I'm just going to give up now because I only know so many of Robert Redford's films, and that's not one of them. So I'm just going to concede right away to save some time.
Fair enough. Point
so
for me.
Dan
for
has you. 2 points. Kate has 1 point. I have no points.
And you start.
But is anybody else really excited for the new Great Gatsby? Yes.
Well, except that it's Baz Luhrmann, so I'm worried that it's going to be an acid trip again.
Fantastic.
Baz Luhrmann films the first time. I'm worried that it's going to be very Moulin Rouge, like, oh my God, I'm going to have an aneurysm in the film.
See, I loved Moulin Rouge, so
I
worry about it, but I have faith.
I mean, have
you seen the trailer yet?
Yes.
Actually, the trailer is pretty, like,
it's
what
trippy,
the hell's going on.
But
yeah.
I don't know. And I want to have faith because it's, like, my favorite book. And so,
simultaneously, Emily and I are trying to remember, did we like that book in high school? Because we don't remember anymore.
Reread it. You'll like it.
I had two copies of it. I found it on my bookshelf. I love that book
enough
that I've bought it twice.
Oops.
I did not steal any from Minnetonka High School, as far as I know.
Because I just remember that I had Gullner for that. No, not Gullner. The other G.
That was Katie Shea.
What's his name?
Gaussman.
Yes.
And he was an asshole.
No,
fuck you,
I had
Mr.
to
Gaussman.
Do. Oh, poor kid.
Ouch.
He put me in my own fucking row.
He made me play popcorn and give me like anxiety attacks. I hated playing popcorn.
Fuck him.
I hate that guy. He named his kid Conrad.
Katie Best.
Yeah, fuck him.
At least I know everybody's name in the room. That was the whole problem. I didn't know anybody's name. I don't know people I went to high school with.
I just remember that, like, first semester I was in accelerated English, but I had Wilkes right before that. I had English. Follow me on this one.
Okay.
So I had Wilkes as a substitute in science before I'd go to accelerated English.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And what did happen was the sink at my workstation in the lab where I had science with him was broken.
So you couldn't wash your hands.
And Alex Muse and I brought this to his attention that our sink was broken. And he said, instead of just going and telling a janitor, let's monitor how much water is being wasted every day. And then we'll do a full report and I'll give you extra credit and blah, 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 blah. And so we'd say after, for like 10 to 15 minutes after class, just to take samples. Or by take samples, I mean bullshit with Mr. Wilkes.
Right.
So I'd always be about 10 to 15 minutes late to English.
He hated you.
She. I can't remember. Saunders. I had Saunders.
I thought you were talking about Gaussman still.
No.
Saunders would probably hate you too, yeah.
She was mad at me because I was picking one over the other. And so then
ironically, in the end, you picked English over science.
Go figure.
But it's good,
Wilkes or homework, you know, which would you pick?
Wilkes every time, yeah.
And so then for the second semester, I was bumped down to regular English, but I'd read everything that they had planned on reading for essentially the rest of the semester already. So I was put in isolation in the English study room thing, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
With the computers that people kept stealing.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who stole computers out of that room because no one cared. But then when we did The Great Gatsby, He brought me into the room, and he put me in my own row, despite the fact that the next row over only had three people in it, where I could have been behind them.
Oh, you've told me this before.
And so, in protest, I sat on the desk behind mine, that I was taller than him, because fuck him.
Well.
But you got that point, and Adam gets to start, and it goes to Katie.
What? I got the point, and I start?
No. Adam starts, it goes to you.
Oh, got it, sorry.
Sorry for that long-winded tale, but fuck him. Like, it's really, he's like one of the dark stains of high school.
You only have a couple dark stains? Mine is mostly all dark with a little bit of light spots.
I mean, in terms of teachers.
Oh, okay.
He is like embodiments of dark spots.
Mm.
Softball-ish, kind of.
Contained. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air cast.
Will Smith movie.
Independence Day cast.
Bill Pullman movie.
Come on.
Anybody want to tell me which one that is?
President?
Yes, he played the president.
Thank you.
We can give you that.
I'm like, I haven't seen that in so long.
I feel like, conversely, for movies, sorry to sidetrack while you think, so feel free to keep thinking. Going. Mm-hmm. But anytime that anyone says a movie that people don't recognize, they have to either, somebody has to look up the year or they have to give the year if they know it off the top of their head. So at least it gives a ballpark. Because with Wheels trying to do whatever he said, naming a Doors song instead of just saying The Doors, he could have at least put it to a year-ish. So that it would get you close on some level, because it's not like you'd be able to say who the director was or anything like that. It just gives you some context. So what do you think?
That could be helpful in some instances, but
other ones, who knows? It's just a piece of information that can be given after the challenge has been put forth.
Yes. I would say that it would be an optional piece of extra information that would be allowed within the rules.
Is that a giant fly?
$5 to whoever kills it. Or two. That's all I have on me. But what do you got? Bill Pullman.
I got nothing, man. Groundhog Day.
No.
Yeah, all right. Well, I tried. At least I said something.
I will go with Sleepless in Seattle cast. He was the guy that...
What?
No, say your answer.
He was the...
No, say. I know what answer you're going to say because you started to say it.
Meg Ryan.
Person that Meg Ryan was dating simultaneously, who hung out with her at whatever building they were in, if you remember
it. Yeah. No? What's funny is that, like, this guy, I can picture his stature, but the face is like a blur.
Ah.
For both of those roles.
Maybe you can picture his hair or something, but not his face.
Well, we'll get past him in a second, but you're saying Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan movie.
You've Got Mail cast.
Tom Hanks movie.
What's that one called? I'll go with a different one, I guess.
Remember the Titans?
No.
Star Wars?
No.
Episode 4?
No.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Maybe. Wait, no.
Finding Nemo.
No. I will go with
Powerpuff Girls.
The Lady Killers. I'll say movie, actually.
Okay.
He's had a long career. We could be here a long time.
Well, it's to our discretion to twist it to cast and try to trip the other one up at one point in time or another. Or to perpetuate it to see if it could go to another actor and then, you know, kill.
Castaway. I'm so tempted to say cast and then make you say Wilson.
That's where my brain went.
But
Wilson movie.
I'm trying to think of the woman in that one.
He's not a real person. And I don't think he has any other acting credits, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was like...
Yeah. He was in Family Guy.
Really?
He was in Family Guy.
You know, Wilson, his first role...
My name is Voight!
Did you know that his first role was actually in Top Gun? Wilson.
Oh.
I mean, Wilson, Wilson? Hey. Oh, no, I see what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about Wilson as in...
Just to bring it all full circle.
Full circle.
Thank you. What do you got?
Beautiful.
Answer?
I will say Castaway and movie.
Mother Duck. God, why can't I think of the name of this movie? So I will do Joe versus the Volcano movie.
Ah, nice.
And only didn't say cast because Meg Ryan was in that one too.
Big movie.
Big movie. Forrest Gump cast.
Oh, what's that guy's name? I wish I could think of
Lieutenant
that guy's
Dan.
Name.
Lieutenant Dan.
Bubba. Not
Bubba
Bill Clinton. And you can't say JFK. He's not
counting. I was going to go JFK.
Well, he's been in other stuff.
Yeah, but that wasn't him.
Whoa.
Phone high.
Okay.
Forrest Gump cast.
Yeah, working on it.
Savannah doesn't count either.
Summon names.
A bus doesn't count either.
Right.
Summoning names in my head that were in the movie and stuff.
There's only two.
You've got
one
two.
That I can really think of.
There are two.
You've
there are two good
two,
ones.
Which is great for you and not so great for me.
No, I can't think of the third one. I know who it is, but I can't think of what her name is.
Oh, how sad for you.
I can name who she was married to. Was.
Uh-huh.
Not really.
They got divorced.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Three.
Was Imogen Poots in this movie?
I don't think so.
She wasn't? Okay, that's very helpful.
Since...
that's very helpful. Maybe Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi was totally in that movie. He was totally in that movie. So I'm going to say Steve Buscemi movie.
No, he wasn't.
Are you sure about that?
I am.
Are you sure?
Sure enough to say that Haley Joel Osment, Sally Field, and Robin Wright Penn were in it instead of Steve Buscemi.
Damn you, Haley Joel Osment.
A.K.A. Forrest Gump Jr.
The kid.
I could have said you because I actually know who you are.
Sally Field.
Damn
was
you.
Yeah,
and Sally Field sounds familiar,
mama?
But
is mom.
Mom.
Yeah, the mom.
And Robin Wright was was Jenna.
Oh.
And she was also the woman from The Princess Bride.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what's Lieutenant Dan's name?
He was the guy who was also in Apollo 13.
And now he's in CSI New York.
Tell
us
his name.
What the name of Lieutenant Dan is from
Lieutenant
Forrest
Dan.
Gump. Producer. And I will hold the mic over to you.
Because I got 3 points.
I started typing in Lieutenant Dan instead of Forrest Gump. I don't think there's been a documentary made about Lieutenant Dan yet.
Probably not.
I can picture him. I just can't see his slightly funny looking face.
And as soon as I hear it, I'll be like, oh yeah. That's
of
right.
course it's him.
Yeah.
Duh.
Makes sense.
Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan.
See if I can beat you by pulling it up on my phone.
Otherwise, I believe Dan won that game.
I did.
Yeah.
Topless
3 points
girl.
Wins everything
Dan
here.
Gary Sinise!
I can never think of his last name because he was also in that Mars something or other movie.
Yeah,
Mars Attacks.
Mission to Mars.
Mission to Mars. Gary Sinise?
Yeah, Gary Sinise.
Oh,
funny
well.
Face Sinise.
So much for that.
He's in a short called Hideous Man, in fact.
He is.
Katie
good
also says
know.
She he was
man.
In a short called The Hideous Man. Fun fact, kids at home.
Let's see. All right. CSI New York, yeah, that was the other one. God, I
did
haven't
really?
Seen very much that he's been in other than Mission
Katie
to Mars.
Katie just said he played
Green
Harry S.
Mile.
Truman in the movie Truman.
Oh, the Green Mile.
Yeah, he usually plays, like, backup. He's never much of a lead.
But his face is pretty recognizable.
Katie says, but his face is pretty recognizable.
But yeah, so 3 points. Go me.
Woo, good job, Dan.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you on our bonus track again next week.
Hooray.
Have a good night. Woo. Or day, thanks for listening. Whatever time it is.
When you're listening, yes. Bye-bye. Woo. Oh.